Utility regulation may seem an unlikely subject for those who love thrillers, and you probably wouldn't mistake the slight, bespectacled UVA professor Vivian Thompson for a spy. But from 2002 to 2010, she was a sleuth of sorts, trying to figure out why this state continued to burn so much coal. There was at the time growing concern about air pollution and strong public support for green energy, even among Republicans.
Something like two-thirds of Republicans across the board in the United States favor moving away from fossil fuels and toward renewables.
Even now, Dominion Virginia Power generates a quarter of its electricity from coal. And in her new book, Climate of Capitulation, Thompson tries to solve this puzzle, suggesting clues to why coal still has clout in the Commonwealth. The book is based on the 8 years she served on Virginia's Air Pollution Control Board.
It's an independent board. And once the board members have been approved by the General Assembly, and remember, they're all nominated by the governor, they have independent authority and fixed terms.
The five-member board had to decide how much pollution to allow from an existing power plant in Northern Virginia and a new one planned for Wise. As a former EPA executive and a professor of environmental science, Thompson thought proposed limits from the state's Department of Environmental Quality didn't go nearly far enough. That worried then-Governor Tim Kaine.
There are documents that I talk about in the book that sort of pull the curtain back on those discussions and indicate the governor was worried that the board would either deny the permits or write permits that would be too strict in Dominion's eyes.
And members of the General Assembly were, in her view, fairly clueless.
Legislatures made a decision to try to be close to their constituents. They didn't want to be professionals, so they don't have a lot of staff. And of course, they meet for only a brief period. There are legislatures that have professionalized. They meet for longer periods, they have more professional salaries, and they have experts on staff. And I think there's a real question about whether citizen legislatures can have independence in these particular arenas that are very complicated and technical.
She found elected officials relying heavily on industry lobbyists for information. This after taking money from utilities and coal companies for their campaigns. The Air Pollution Control Board ultimately imposed strict limits on pollution from Dominion's plant in Wise, a limit upheld in court, and years later, accepted by the company.
Dominion has a promotional video for that particular facility, and in the middle of the video, proudly announces that these are the strictest permit limits anywhere in the United States.
But at the time, Thompson says, Dominion and many elected officials were not happy.
The legislature started putting together a bill that would take away all of the board's permitting power.
In the end, lawmakers added two more members to the board, diluting the power of three progressive panelists. And Vivian Thompson, who left the board in 2010, figures her days as a regulator are done.
Safe to say that after this book, I'll be very surprised if I'm appointed to another board.
But her book, Climate of Capitulation, is winning good reviews, including one from noted climate scientist Michael Mann, who calls it a must-read. At Dominion Virginia Power, executives say there really is no mystery surrounding coal. It's cheap and available close to home. But the company says it will be a smaller part of our future fuel mix. We'll look at Virginia's energy future in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.